Hey, Alberta, Canada. I did a show recently on Alberta independence. Alberta would separate from the rest of Canada on a referendum. And many people have sent us emails and say, hey, I don't know if I want to join the United States of America. That has never been the point. I don't think anyone has talked like that, but so many people are thinking that. It's all about Alberta becoming an independent country. And new parties would emerge, and probably a new government would also emerge. And at that point, they may or may not discuss anything with the U.S. But my feeling is, and my understanding at least, is that they deal with the U.S. just for trade. So I don't think it's about joining the U.S., Canada, oh, Alberta, and just for your information. Now, remember this. Oh, remember this. This is important. You are not stubborn, you are determined. I was told that recently when I said to somebody I was stubborn. I said, no, you're not. You're just determined. Hey, let's talk about a verb, eliminate. Eliminate. What does that mean? It means to take out, get rid of, remove, kill in large numbers. That's what eliminate means. Now you have this Democrat crazy person, Coleman. She called for President Trump to be eliminated. Eliminated. She also went on to say we also need to eliminate his administration, all the people in it. Wow, can you imagine a Republican saying that kind of stuff about a Democrat? We're going to eliminate you now. I mean, that's bad, really, really bad. Homeless shelters in California, so many people, they undergo sex changes, procedures, and cross-sex things, and therapy treatments, and breast implants. And these are the illegal people, right? They're getting all this done on the taxpayers' dime. I mean, really? Over $9 billion in taxpayer money last year was provided for health care for illegal immigrants. $9 billion. Oh, wow. And then you wonder why the state is broke. Hey, maybe that's a clue. 9 billion for people that are there illegal. What part of the word illegal don't you understand? Wow. In Canada, back to Canada, Bill C-9 is a move towards Parliament, and it's going through at breakneck speed. I think it's in the last reading now, and the CHP, the Christian Heritage Party, they came out with this little thing recently, and I thought it was pretty interesting. They said this: this bill will strip Christian Canadians of their right to hear the full Bible preached from the pulpit. The last federal minister of public safety, he said that there's a lot of passages in the Bible that contain clear hatred towards homosexuals and other people. Really? I mean, come on. And now the government is saying, hey, law enforcement will have access to people's private use of the internet and so on. That's Canada. Is that socialism or what is that? There's got to be another word than socialist because they've gone away past that. It's invasive. It's wrong. I mean, nobody wants that. But you have a few people that have been elected that run the country like a king of old, and under that new Westminster system, new Westminster system, that was way back in the 10th century, in the 11th century, when a king kind of did it. And the prime minister, he's the king. Not nice. Hey, a neighbor of mine who is a liberal, he borrowed a padlock from me, and he called the other day and said, "I'm going to bring the padlock back." And so I immediately said, "Don't forget the key." So he brought the padlock to me with the key. Hey, did I say he was a liberal? They're kind of mixed up like a dog's breakfast, don't you know? Have a good day. See ya.